WTAW News Time is 7:06. It is 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The burn ban for unincorporated areas of Brazos County has been lifted. County Judge Dwayne Peters issued the order yesterday afternoon, which follows more than 5 inches of rain the last 2 weekends at Easterwood Airport. A copy of the order is online at WTAW.com. Over the next year, the city of College Station expects to spend $230,000 to print and snail mail more than 360,000 utility bills and final notices. City Councilman James Benham asked Chief Financial Officer Jeff Kirsten at their last meeting what was being done to sway customers to pay online.
Have we considered using either a fee approach of charging to actually mail, having a statement fee of a dollar? A lot of banks have done that. Where they charge a statement fee if you actually want a mailed copy, or either that, or incentivizing them with a discount if they a one time discount if they sign up for electronic.
At this point, we have not looked at those options.
Kristen says about 13,000 utility customers currently receive notices by email. The city of Bryan's wastewater system has been tested by 2 weekends of heavy rainfall, and in one part of town, the annual update by running smoke through the lines. Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says a recent study shows half the problems belong to the city and the rest to property owners.
So we continue to look for those areas which we can make improvements and tighten up the system. And we continue to put money into the system, improving our old clay tile lines. We have a project now where we're going in and pipe bursting and renewing some of those old leaky lines where there's actual surface drainage problems, and that water then gets into the sewer system. That's actually a process by which you insert a cable and a pneumatic head, and you expand the old pipe and pull in new pipe in behind it.
Okay.
And then you go in and cut the services in after the pipe's installed.
Barfnick says Bryan's drainage system still has lots of clay tile pipes and manholes made out of bricks. One thing that lots of rain brings is an increase of lost animals to the Aggieland Humane Society.
If you are currently missing your dog, come by with all the rain. We have had lots of intake. People don't think necessarily the rain makes a big difference, but it does.
Leah White says the office will be closed Saturday as staff and volunteers are at the annual Wienerfest fundraiser at Wolfpen Creek Park, and before that, St. Francis Fest and the blessing of the animals at St. Francis Episcopal Church in College Station. A&M's Texas Transportation Institute is helping the University of Michigan open a center to promote safety. The two schools are sharing a federal grant that will initially focus on alcohol-impaired nighttime driving, child safety in cars, and reducing deaths and injuries from crashes involving heavy trucks. The University of Michigan says the center, funded by a $1.4 million grant, will sponsor research, education, and technology transfer activity to find integrated, innovative solutions for transportation safety. An agreement has been reached regarding the merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways that keeps daily service in and out of Easterwood Airport. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott had joined 7 states, the District of Columbia, and the Justice Department in the original lawsuit blocking the deal.
This settlement is good for American Airlines customers, the communities it serves, and for jobs in the state of Texas.
Abbott and the chief executives of both corporations signed a 3-year deal, which you can read online at WTAW.com. It calls for the new American to continue daily service to 22 Texas airports, including regional locations like Easterwood. The combined company must also continue to be based in Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan area. The program to help navigate the new healthcare enrollment program hit a major snag right off the bat yesterday.
You can imagine there's millions of people probably trying to get on this website. You know, our experience is that it's frozen.
Tim McKinney says their navigators had to wait 15 minutes to get on the government website, then were stopped when it froze up. But he says don't panic.
By the middle of the month, things are going to be much better than they are right now, and it's a 6-month enrollment period.
McKinney is chief executive at United Way of Tarrant County, which received a $6 million federal grant to navigate Obamacare applicants. And if you use natural gas to heat your home, The industry's trade organization has come out with its prediction about what you can expect to pay this winter.
Texas leads the nation in natural gas production, holding around 23% of the nation's natural gas reserves. Bruce McDowell at the American Gas Association says an abundant supply is keeping prices down.
Now we have ample supply of gas, and we can find it and get it out of the ground more efficiently than we did, say, 3 or 4 years ago.
And barring any significant cold snap, that should translate into lower winter heating bills. Melanie Brown, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 7:12. It's 74 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall, football, and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800. That's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 800-98-STEEL. You must act now. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
Hello, I'm John Reese. As an athlete and a coach, I've always tried to stay active and in good physical condition. But after my heart surgery, I needed professional help getting back on my feet. I came to St. Joseph for my cardiac rehab. I knew they had the facilities, the technology, and the experts I needed. I had my own coach and my own team. The team at St. Joseph really got me back in the game.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
7:14, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Intervals of clouds and some sunshine developing today, 85 to 90. There's the chance this afternoon of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight near 70. Partial sun will develop tomorrow. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon, highs 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be near 70 degrees. The outlook for Friday has mostly sunny weather in place across the region, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Rumor mill buzzing about Coach Sumlin and USC. We'll put that to rest or not. You'll have to listen and find out. Major League Baseball playoffs and the government is taking away our college football.
Huh?
Sort of.
Yeah.
We'll get to that and more coming up with sports at 7:52.
Well, and if for some reason they can't because of money, they could, the military, the service academies could just go to Yale and ask them. Apparently an alum at Yale University, retired from his job as a U.S. money manager, has given the school $250 million.
Holy cow.
$250 million. That's the largest gift in the history of the school.
Hmm. It's a rather sizable donation.
They've been around for about 300 years, so again, there you go. Charles Johnson, Franklin Resources Chairman, what his job was, leaves it just $80 million short of the funding that it will need to begin work on two new residential colleges where its undergraduates live and eat.
Wow.
Okay, there you are. So that's it. But on another note that probably affects more of us, when should you buy a new pillow?
Oh, that's good to know.
It is good to know. That's the reason we put these little things into this radio program, so that every once in a while you can be smarter, you might be amused, but it also gives you things that are good to know. So if you're laying your head down on your pillow each night, it should be an exercise in comfort and serenity.
Oh.
Yes. Serenity now!
That's right. Not a guaranteed way to wake up with a neck cramp. Here's a quick test to see if it's time for a new pillow. You fold your pillow in half. You squeeze out the air. If it doesn't spring back into shape, it's overdue.
Oh.
Or a new pillow. Otherwise.
I thought you meant you had to sleep on it folded in half. That's why
no,
I laughed. I'm sorry.
No, that's the whole idea, though. That you do that, and then if it bounces back, then it's still okay. If it just kind of lays there, then that's not good. Otherwise, and also if it smells mildewy.
Well, yeah.
I'm thinking, you need to be told that.
Give you some bad dreams right there.
Yes. You only need to replace your pillows really about once every 3 to 5 years.
What if you get that favorite pillow?
Uh-huh.
Well, and again, it's your favorite pillow, and then does it over time really become less and less the way that it should be? But it's much like your eyesight. You've got it every day, and you don't realize that it's
get used to
it's
it.
Degraded in some ways. Yeah, so just saying. No. All right, so would you watch a football game on television without the commentators?
Oh, they tried that, and it didn't work.
They did that with NBC, I think, one time years ago, right?
And, it doesn't sound very interesting.
And only tried it for one weekend. The NFL is looking at this. They played with the idea, again, as we said, of no announcers during the game. I remember it. It was a New York Jets game. I mean, don't know that.
I kind of remember it, and I remember hating it.
Well,
that's what keeps you engaged in the game. You have to hear someone's input.
Many fans like the analysis that's provided, obviously, from the NFL stars.
Unless it's Brent Musburger, and then I don't care.
I understand. networks like to give them the cue cards to read and plug other shows.
Sure.
You know, that's part of it, too. Nothing like hearing Vern Lundquist talk about How I Met Your Mother. Now some football fans are begging the NFL to give fans the option of just hearing the game without the announcers.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yes. Thus, the creators of Blabber Free Football. That's blabberfreefootball.com. They make their case for how the NFL could make just maybe one game a week available that way for viewers so that they wouldn't get all the chat. Their target is Thursday Night Football, the current ugly cousin, if you will, of the weekend broadcast. Logic is this. The NFL owns the rights to the broadcast.
Right.
It airs the Thursday game on its own NFL network and has an entire other channel, that's Red Zone, of course, that is available and really is kind of going unused by a lot of people at this time. So they ask, why not use Red Zone to simulcast the exact same game but no talk on there? Blabber Free Football encouraging fans to tweet and Facebook the NFL about that, if you care. And again, that's major market stuff. Do we care here? I mean, would the Texans have sucked any worse or any less if you didn't hear the announcers calling the game? Because they were horrible. By the way, did you see the guy who bought the Matt Schaub jersey and then burned it in the parking lot at Riot yesterday?
Oh my gosh.
And again, I mean, that's not quite like soccer hooligans, but it's pretty close. You go and buy a jersey so you can burn it.
That's $100.
Yeah, I mean, and again, I'm hoping that his kids are fed and not living in the cardboard box the TV came in. But, you know, nonetheless, do you really want to be doing that? This will make you feel good. In New York, the annual cost of one inmate is almost as much as 4 years at an Ivy League college tuition. Once again, the annual cost of one inmate in New York, almost the same as 4 years at an Ivy League school.
How is that even possible?
Tuition's the cost of this, $167,000, $460 a day. $460 a day for an average of 12,000 prisoners. Quite a bit higher than what some cities spend. L.A. only spends $128 a day. Chicago, $145 a day. So why is this happening?
Yeah, what are they? They don't dress their prisoners in Armani, do they?
No, I don't think they do. I don't think they have. They quit doing that, I think, last month. Now, experts say that Rikers Island is a big part of the reason. It's a 400-acre island. It costs hundreds of millions of dollars a year to run. The city's former correction commissioner says the costs would come way, way down if Rikers were replaced with jails next door to courthouses. Yeah, that happens in a lot of places, but again, it's New York. They got a lot of money. They know how to spend it, too. Here's research that tells us that wine drinkers don't know how much wine they drink. Iowa State University in Cornell. Why do they get all the good studies? Well, we get those here.
Maybe they come up with the good ideas.
I guess so. They found that when people drink wine, a lot of them don't even realize how much they're consuming because of the variables like the size, the shape, the color of the glass. What do you mean? The glass is clear, isn't it? The color of the glass?
I don't know.
I don't know that I've ever seen a blue wine glass.
Well, I'm going to say drinking wine out of a solo cup is not the way to go.
Well, but are they comparing what they drank to how much is left in the bottle? Because that could be dark glass where you can't really see
easily. That could be where the color. But it's when it says color of the glass,
I
don't know if they mean
the glass in their hand.
The container. The container. Standard serving size is 5 ounces, but researchers found that participants poured 12% more wine into a wide glass than in a narrow one because we tend to judge volume by height and not width.
Mm-hmm. So if you're drinking in a red wine glass as opposed to a white wine glass, you're drinking more red wine.
Something like that. Or I don't want to walk all the way to the kitchen again, so let me just pour it really, really full.
And give me a straw.
Right. Brandy snifter.
It says the white wine drinkers are even more heavy-handed than their red wine buddies, overpouring white wine in clear glasses by 10%. Red wine more likely to be served closer to the normal serving size.
Goodness.
Well, just a little wine stuff. Hello?
Scott, talking about that announcing and turning the volume down.
Yeah.
I did that on the Texans game Sunday because the announcers were as bad as the Texans were.
I got you. Yeah.
And their radio announcers are really good.
Yeah, they really are. That Mark Vandermeer is their play-by-play guy. And,
but usually the radio is like, what, 5 minutes ahead of the live time?
Well, what it is a few seconds. It is. Yep, it
right,
does. Right. Yep.
Well, on this particular instance, they were like 1 second ahead.
Oh, so it was dead on, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and maybe even a second. A second ahead.
Yeah.
The point being is that it made the game more tolerable anyway.
Very good. Thanks. I don't know how you could have made that one more tolerable. Hello?
Yeah, you know what's going to happen? Michelle Obama will get the Congress to pass some law that will require them to put measurements on the size of wine glasses.
You're probably right. Actually, what they'll do is they'll probably make people start drinking wine out of test tubes. That way they can't overpour. Hello?
Yeah, maybe this is something new, but my TV has a high-definition mute button on it.
Yeah. It does work. What is that? You got to call me back. That's a horrible cell phone right there.
I thought that was a commercial.
Yeah, I thought it was a reaction to what he said. But
there's a raspberry cheer.
Yeah. No, the high definition mute button is a good way to.
Yeah,
go
I like
that.
That.
All right. So anyway. No, that's what I mean. It's just let's get everybody to start drinking out of those little like rain gauges. You know, that has the little graduated cylinders.
Oh dear.
Now that'd be cool.
I was thinking
you
would make it all like Pyrex, so you'd have it on the inside. You know, like the lines on the inside of the glass.
Yeah, no, that's it. Invite people over to your house and have them drink out of rain gauges, and that way they know that they're not being overserved, right? The proper amount.
As much as things change, they stay the same. Over the years, the banking industry and Texas have evolved, becoming more efficient, making life easier, and at Spirit of Texas Bank, we have all the latest tools for your banking needs, but we haven't forgotten the most important part, you. And that's why we say we're Texans helping Texans. Come see us today and let us give you the friendly experience that hasn't changed since the beginning.
Spirit of Texas Bank.
No matter what the reason, maybe you are building to retire in Aggieland, maybe you need a larger home because your family's growing, or maybe this is the very first home that you are going to build. I want to give you a name of a couple of guys. That's Chris and Clint Willis from Willis Custom Homes. They've got a website, willishomestx.com. Now, the way they do business with Willis Custom Homes is a little bit different because the idea is to obviously achieve whatever you want in your home that you can afford, and you want it to be as nice as possible. And the unique approach that they use with Willis is to be able to build within your budget because the client, that's you, gets to see each line description of the materials, of the labor, of the profits right in the bid. And Willis Custom Homes does this. They want to offer you that transparency because they want you to understand that they are going to give you the most for your money. They show you exactly where your money goes, so you have that transparency. Trust the experience. These guys have been building homes here in the Brazos Valley for 10 years. So no matter what the reason is for you to want to build that home, they'll take you through every step of the process, make you feel comfortable knowing that you are getting the best value for your money. So go to the website. It's willishomestx.com. They've done work for me. Let them do work for you. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. About 90 for a high today. A 30% chance of maybe some scattered showers going on. And then tonight, 71 will be our low. We'll keep those temps going all the way through the week with a 20 or 30% chance of rain. And then on Sunday, looks like a high of only about 80 degrees, so it should be pleasant. Right now, the winds are out of the southeast at 5, 96% relative humidity, and we've got 75 degrees.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses.
This is Hunter Goodwin with the Oldham Goodwin Group. Living in a great community is something we all love. That's why Oldham Goodwin is a business partner with the Arts Council. Whether it's the performing, literary, visual, or even culinary arts, we know that supporting the arts is a sure way to keep making the Brazos Valley a great place to work and live. Join us today in supporting the Arts Council by becoming a business partner. It's a great way to get involved.
Join the Arts Council today as a business member to make the arts a visible and thriving economic driver in our community.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Let me say at the outset here, folks, we do not hate dolphins, okay? But it seems that they're not as smart as you've been led to believe. South African professor Paul Manger says that humans have put them on a pedestal for no reason, projected a lot of our own desires and wishes on them. He disputes claims that dolphins use a sophisticated language, that they're self-aware, that they use tools, that they have a complex brain. He says it's nonsense. When you put a goldfish in a bowl, he says it tries to jump out, seeking freedom. Well, you capture a dolphin, the thing just stays in the net. No initiative, no drive. The idea of the exceptionally intelligent dolphin is a myth, he says. Zoologist Justin Gregg of the Dolphin Communication Project has written a new book, Are Dolphins Really Smart? His answer is no. He compares their IQ to chickens. Well, now the origins of the smart dolphin myth have been revealed. See, in the 1950s, neuroscientist John Lilly became convinced that dolphins were trying to talk to him after he used LSD on the dolphins and himself. He became a West Coast New Age hippie guru who claimed that dolphins had ethics, a philosophy, and an ancient vocal history. You add in the TV show Flipper and suddenly dolphins are smart. Now that's been blown out of the water. After 50 years of being smart, turns out dolphins are just your typical low-information voter. We love them, but it's depressing nevertheless.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byanski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCSRealtor.com, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The Texas Department of Transportation may be able to transfer one state highway inside the Twin Cities to local control. Bryan Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says he's not talked with the city manager or council about a stretch of South College.
A section of 308 that's on South College that goes from where South College kind of ends down to University. Just kind of a section of roadway that appears it's TxDOT. We hadn't actually talked about it internally, but if there was one within the city that we may take over, that may be one that we would consider.
A street project that is in the works is hoped to improve traffic on Welburn north of University.
We'll be redoing the signal at Welburn F&B and Old College there, where we have a couple of intersections combined with the railroad track. So we'll be doing some preemption on the railroad and some cross arms to improve the safety there and improve the timing and the way those signals operate.
Barfnick says the joint proposal with College Station and A&M could go to the Bryan Council as early as next week. About 13,000 customers of College Station Utilities receive their monthly bills by email, but the estimated cost to produce and snail mail to the remaining customers is estimated at $230,000. At the last council meeting, Councilman James Benham asked staff to be more aggressive in promoting online billing and payment.
Since it's just an estimate, and if we have a higher than usual sign-up rate, or if they institute one of these programs to either charge a statement fee or inversely give a statement credit if people sign up for electronic, which is probably the preferable way, is to go for a statement credit, then I think the cost could come in lower.
Not included in the budget is the proposed 3-cent increase in first-class postage announced by the Postal Service. More than 360,000 utility bills and notices are expected to be posted in the next 12 months. More than 5 inches of rain the last 2 weekends was enough to remove the burn ban for rural areas of Brazos County. The ban had been extended Saturday morning before storms passed through. Yesterday afternoon, County Judge Dwayne Peters lifted the ban in an order that you can read online at WTAW.com. Meanwhile, the Aggieland Humane Society is reporting that their population has increased with recent heavy rains.
You can call, but more than likely they're going to still tell you, please come in and look, because without a permanent identification such as a microchip, and if it did lose its collar and tags while it was out gallivanting about the countryside, again, there's no ID on it. We need you to come in and ID it, or somebody, maybe a good friend that knows what your animal looks like.
Leah White says to stop by to check for your lost pets through Friday. On Saturday, volunteers and staff will be out at 2 events, the St. Francis Fest and Blessing of the Animals at St. Francis Episcopal Church in College Station and the Humane Society's annual Wiener Fest fundraiser at Wolf Pen Creek Park. A federal grant for the University of Michigan also involves A&M's Texas Transportation Institute. Michigan is opening a Center for Advancing Transportation Leadership and Safety. 3 early projects will target reduction of fatalities and injuries from heavy truck crashes, child safety in cars, and alcohol-impaired nighttime driving. The University of Michigan has received a $1.4 million federal grant from the Department of Transportation to open the center. One hurdle has been cleared for the merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways. Online at WTAW, you can read the settlement signed by Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott and both CEOs, including Tom Horton of American.
Joining with U.S. Airways to compete head-to-head with other global airlines. It's time to bring more competition and better choices to more cities.
The state withdrew its formal opposition for a 3-year agreement that, among other things, continues daily service in and out of Easterwood Airport and 21 other Texas locations. The new American will continue to be based in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and will keep DFW Airport as its main hub. If you use natural gas to heat your home, what will your winter bills look like?
Prices are low, among the lowest they've been in decades. This is going to help people when it comes time to pay their gas bill.
Bruce McDowell at the American Gas Association says an abundant supply is keeping prices down.
Most of that supply comes from Texas, which leads the nation in natural gas production. He adds the only thing that would cause your bills to go up would be a significant cold snap. And if you tried yesterday, the first day of Obamacare, to sign up, you and healthcare navigators in Texas hit a huge snag.
United Way of Tarrant County got a grant of nearly $6 million for a statewide network to help people navigate the new health insurance marketplace. CEO Tim McKinney says they hit a snag as soon as they began this morning.
And I'm not surprised, really. The website's almost frozen, to be honest with you.
Some of his people were hindered having to wait 15 minutes to get online, then hitting a freeze-up on the government website.
This is a hiccup, and I know people are working on fixing it as soon as possible, and I have no doubt that within the next few days it's going to be much easier.
McKinney says don't panic. You've got 6 months to enroll. His operation covers 220 of Texas' 254 counties, including all urban areas. Chuck Schechter, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 74 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by BCSRealtor.com. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Valley, our home. From backyard barbecue to Aggie football, it's growing at an amazing pace, but it's still the same place where we grew up. No one knows the Brazos Valley like we do. You're Bryan College Station Realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're buying or selling a home, let a realtor guide you through the process. We're here when you need us, and we adhere to a strict code of ethics. To find out more, log on to bcsrealtor.com. Meet your neighbor. Meet your realtor.
7:37, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. If your unit goes down, you need to stay cool. They've got one that they can bring in there and hook you up while they're fixing your other one. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call them at 690-2278. Here are the numbers.
High pressure in control. Once again, we're talking about warm temperatures. We'll have sunshine today, 85 to 90. Clouds this morning should break up enough to allow that sun to reveal itself. Maybe a stray shower later today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 70. Becoming partly sunny tomorrow with a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm, 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 70. Mostly sunny Friday with highs of 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
They only talk about coaches two ways. One of them is you're not going to be around. And the other way is, you know, you're either moving on or something else is happening. So
that's Coach Sumlin talking about the rumors about him and USC. We'll cover that for you. Also, the Pirates were in the wild card game to see who would take on St. Louis. And we've got Astros information. They're moving coaches. Stanley Cup, Chicago Blackhawks playing in the NHL, and more. All coming up with sports. We'll do that for you here in about 13 minutes.
All right. Kelly Templin, the new city manager of College Station, joins us in about half an hour right now. Bill Flores from D.C. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Thanks. Let's start with the Quinnipiac poll that came out yesterday that basically said by a 72 to 22% margin, voters were not happy with Congress shutting down the federal government.
Well, and I can understand that. The you know, the government shutdowns are not nice, neat little tidy packages. I've pretty well said that in my town hall meetings. And, you know, some of our constituents agreed with me and some of our constituents didn't agree with me. I mean, you just can't put a smiley face on a government shutdown. So I have not been a big fan of them. I still remain opposed to government shutdowns. I think there are better ways to get things done. That said, I did stand my ground on all the funding bills that we passed in the last few days to try to keep the government open. And we'll have to see how long this lasts.
What would you say to those people who say the president has won? Because the Republicans have had to change their strategy, if you will, because he simply will not talk to you. Does this actually put the White House in a stronger position?
At this point in time, I don't believe that it does. I mean, if you look at the polls in terms of underlying polls, who says who's to blame on this, there's not but a few points difference between the president and the Republicans in the House. So I don't know that you could say that he's won on this particular issue. The thing that surprises me is that Harry Reid's not getting more blame than he is, because he's really the guy that's been responsible for this.
The Democrats have done a very good job of labeling this, though, the Republican shutdown.
Well, and I mean, we on our side, we've been labeling it as the Harry Reid, Barack Obama shutdown. But as I've said in the past, there are a couple of issues that happen when it comes to trying to have a communications war versus the president. Number one, you've got to hope everybody on your side is on the same page. And for some reason, Republicans don't do a very good job of all getting on the same page. And then secondly, the bully pulpit that we have with the press is just not as powerful as the bully pulpit the president has. And we do have some things going for us, but it takes a little longer to get ginned up. I mean, we can win in the blogosphere. We can win on talk radio. But it just takes a little longer to get the message out, and you got to make sure that all your members are saying the same thing all the time. I'm hopeful that we'll get there pretty quickly. My goal is to get this thing, to get the government funded and move on down the road, and because our big battle is actually on the debt ceiling.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. So to be clear for our audience, how you voted on the government shutdown, and there was more than one vote in here, obviously, but your stance and how you voted as far as shutting the government down.
Well, let me make it very clear. I didn't vote any time to shut the government down. There were four key votes that occurred from September 20th through midnight Monday. And here they were. On September the 20th, the House voted on a bill to fully fund the government, all the agencies, at post-sequester levels, about $987 billion for this fiscal year, for 2.5 months. And it also one of the provisions of that was to defund Obamacare. That went to the Senate, and that's the bill that took a whole week to be adjudicated through the Senate. And then last Friday, they killed it. They stripped off the amendments and sent us back just a clean CR, and then shortened it to 6 weeks to November the 15th. Then the Senate adjourned for the weekend. I found that pretty fascinating, but they just left town.
Mm-hmm.
Then, so the bill came back to us, and on Saturday, we worked all through the day and in the evening, and we passed a new bill that had the same funding provisions, the same clean CR to fund the government, and then to delay all of Obamacare for a year. And then we sent that to the Senate, and then they finally got out of bed and showed up for work at 2 o'clock on Monday afternoon.
Oh, but they worked late.
I guess so. But it stayed there for a while. And it took them a few minutes, and then they did something called tabling the bill. And so they tabled it, and then that meant that the House needed to figure out what it was going to do. So our third bill was to fund the government, but to add a provision to delay just the individual mandate, mm-hmm. and to cause Congress and the White House to live under exactly the same Obamacare as everybody else. In other words, no government cost sharing like we have in our federal employee health plan today.
Mm-hmm.
The president decided that he was going to give Congress an illegal subsidy back in August to subsidize the cost of Obamacare. Well, the American people hate that. I hate it. It's just, it's inappropriate for us to live on a different under a different program than the rest of America.
Right.
So we sent that to the Senate, and then they tabled that one as well. So we've tried three times to do this, and I mean each time the fully funded government, and it's come back to us. So we got together right about midnight on Monday night one last time, and we sent the same bill that we did on the third vote, sent it back to them. And we added a provision and said, let's do what's called regular order. Let's go to conference with the Senate and try to resolve this, where each side appoints negotiators and you try to settle the differences and move on down the road. And they rejected that one yesterday morning. But by then, the government had shut down.
Your best
so,
go ahead.
I'm sorry?
I was just going to say, your best bet, when does this end?
I would hope just 2 or 3 days from now, because I mean, if it were up to me, I'd try to end it today somehow and move on down the road and have the argument over the debt ceiling, because that's the one where we've got the most leverage, and that's where we can make the most substantive changes to the look of government moving forward. So I hope fairly quickly, as we're running out of time to be able to deal with the debt ceiling while we're hanging out here in a government shutdown zone.
Sure. Bill Flores. Well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I want to talk to you about also one thing I thought was kind of neat yesterday. they have what are called honor flights, where veterans come in and they visit World War II Memorial. And a couple of groups yesterday went ahead and went into the memorial, even though it was supposedly closed. Fellow Aggie Louis Gohmert was over there with them. I'd like to get your thoughts about that.
Sure. Well, and I want to talk about one of the ways where I think we can use these things to help get past our current stalemate that we have. Yesterday, a group of honor veterans showed up. First of all, every national park's closed. Mm-hmm. Even the mall here is roped off where you can't walk across the mall. And so this honor guard group showed up, and Stephen Palazzo, who's the representative from that area in Mississippi, and Louis Gohmert and several other members of Congress happened to be in the neighborhood, so they met them there, and they helped break open the barriers and let these gentlemen in. The park police just stood back and let them go. Which was smart on their part. Yeah. And I was talking to Louis yesterday. He says, kind of like the parting of the Red Sea, the policemen got out of the way, and these, and these World War II vets were able to enjoy their memorial. We looked at that and said, you know, the president has been saying all these bad things were going to happen, so let's just go ahead and do discrete funding for these things. So we put up three bills yesterday really quickly under suspension. One of them was to open the park so that these types of activities could occur. The second one is to appropriate money for the Veterans Administration so that they could restart disability claims processing. And then the third one was to let out some of the internal operations of the District of Columbia operate, which got snagged in all of this. And under suspension, you have to have two-thirds votes. Well, we didn't get enough Democrat votes to do that. I don't know how a Democrat's going to justify voting against VA funding, but some of them did. And so we're going to queue those back up today. And we're going to pass them out of the House, and then they'll go to the Senate, and we'll see if Harry Reid wants to stand in the way of vets and allowing honor flights to parks and so forth. But I think if we can do these discrete funding bills like that, eventually we'll crack enough of these that I'm hoping the Senate will say, okay, we can do something.
Finally today, those news stories, the frustration that people are having with the system as they got on the phones yesterday. Did you hear anything from? Did your office hear anything from constituents?
Yeah, they're mad as heck. I mean, I just got a text message a few minutes ago from a young man who currently pays about $450 a month for a program that has a $5,000 annual deductible, and for his family. In order to get close to that, his premiums were going to go to $894 a month, and to keep the same deductible. And if he doesn't like that deductible, the closest he can get on premiums is about $500 a month, but he's got like a $12,000 deductible. So, you know, with the website crashing and all the technical issues people were having yesterday, they're just not liking the premiums. Some states can't even quote premiums yet. So, one of the things I've tossed out to at our town halls was, why don't we just let it take effect and then let it crash on its own? And you know, a lot of people didn't like that. Killing a law through an appropriations bill that's already in effect is a hard thing to do. Now, I'm going to do all I can, but it's, you know, ultimately we need to move on and start dealing with the debt ceiling.
That's it. Things are frozen up in Washington. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Good talking to you. Our goal is to, still to try to nip Obamacare, to keep the government open. And so stay tuned. Life is going to be very fluid as we move forward. I ask everybody to pray for our country, our military men and women, and our troops.
All right. Thanks for the time. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Do you and your spouse ever disagree? Well, I'm pretty sure the answer is yes. So let's keep in mind that the presence of conflict doesn't necessarily mean a relationship is in trouble. In fact, it can actually indicate a relationship is strong. Hi, this is Jim Daly from Focus on the Family. It seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? How can conflict show a relationship is healthy? Well, there's a positive side to why couples butt heads. Friction occurs easily when two people are close. Husbands and wives know each other inside and out, so it's easy for them to rub each other the wrong way. And although that dynamic can cause problems, it shows there's an intimate relational bond in place, and that's a good thing. Spouses can also argue because, let's face it, we all have an opinion. We know what we like, what we want, and what we believe. And again, that can create challenges, but by itself, it's one of the ingredients that make a marriage truly great. And believe it or not, spouses often have conflict because they really love each other. Typically, each partner genuinely cares about what the other says and does. And this can lead to some heated exchanges, but they're usually for a good cause. Any relationship is susceptible to conflict, especially one as close as marriage. And that's why it's important to handle it in a healthy way, so you build up your relationship rather than tear it down. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It's 7:52. The rumor mill has been really all abuzz with some real humdingers here in Aggieland, and if you'd said this a couple of years back, it would have been a doozy, too. But with success comes this kind of talk. At yesterday's A&M football presser, Coach Sumlin was asked if there was any truth to his name being mentioned along with the USC job.
They only talk about coaches two ways. One of them is you're not going to be around. And the other way is, you know, you're either moving on or something else is happening. So as long as I'm not in that first conversation, we're doing something right. And our players get that. Our recruits get that. I understand it. I don't talk about those types of things with anybody because, you know, that's just part of the job.
So now back to the gridiron, or more accurately, not back to the gridiron. A&M is on a bye week this week, and here's Coach Sumlin on the team.
Everybody thinks about the physical strain of playing, you know, week 5 or 6. The hard part for the young players now is the mental strain because it's stressful, and now you're in a school and you've got the first barrage of exams, quizzes, that these young guys are having to handle all that. So for our team, the bye week comes at a great time because I think not only physically, but I think mentally, we need it this week. You know, that's why today, for the first time in a long time, we don't have practice and we don't have a lift.
The Gents return to action October the 12th against Ole Miss. Kickoff for that game is scheduled for 7:30 in Oxford, Mississippi. Pittsburgh Pirates are heading to St. Louis to play the Cardinals in the best of 5 NL Division Series starting on Thursday.
Ball's deep toward the wall, and it is gone! Russell Martin clears the deck against Johnny Cueto! It is 2-0!
Martin, that was his second, helped out Francisco Liriano, who pitched 7 strong innings in the Pirates' 6-2 win over Cincinnati. It's a one-game wild card playoff, and here's Martin after the game.
The fans definitely brought the energy tonight. It was just overall a great day for everybody in Pittsburgh.
On to other baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays, fresh off their one-game playoff against Texas, are into the postseason against Cleveland. They'll take on the Indians in a one-and-done playoff as well. The Rays are going with Matt Garza, their late-season pickup from Chicago, the Indians start rookie Danny Salazar. Houston Astros are shuffling management. Bo Porter's coaching staff will change up a little bit. The Astros are not renewing the contract of first base coach Dave Clark and bullpen coach Dennis Martinez. They are reassigning pitching coach Doug Brocale. He will become a special assistant to the general manager and serve as a pitching advisor. In the NHL, the Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks opened the new NHL season the same way they ended last year with a win. The Blackhawks outscored the Washington Caps 6-4.
Captured by Saad to Oduya, left wing side. He scores! Johnny Oduya!
Oduya tallied that with 6:07 with 6:07 left in the third, and they ended up with three goals in the third to win in that 6-4 matchup. Army, Navy, and Air Force might be forced to skip their football games next weekend because of the budget impasse in Congress. The Defense Department temporarily suspended sports competition at the service academies Tuesday as a result of the partial government shutdown. A Pentagon spokesman, Army Colonel Steve Warren, said the decision is being reviewed by lawyers to determine whether the funds used for such activities are congressionally appointed. Meanwhile, the suspension puts a pair of football games in jeopardy this weekend, Army at Boston College and Air Force at Navy. And as we mentioned yesterday, UT Austin is looking for another athletic director in August of next year because DeLoss Dodds is stepping down.
It will be hard not to be part of this, but on the other side of it, Mary and I need to go to Tuscany. We need to go see the leaves turn in the north, and there's a lot of life we need to live that we haven't lived because we worked.
And, of course, a replacement is being sought. If the right fit is found quickly, they could be in place by as early as this year. And that's your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan. This Healthy Minute is brought to you by Guardian Healthcare. Feeling a little tired and unfocused? The remedy may be easier than you think. Reach for a cool glass of water. Studies show that even a mild dehydration can cause confusion, weakness, and even lead to falls. Water is our most important nutrient and makes up 70 to 75% of our body. Drinking plenty of fluids helps our body to function, regulate our temperature, our blood pressure, and helps with digestion. So when you are reminded to drink 6 glasses of water each day, it isn't just a suggestion, it's a prescription for your health. Hi, I'm Jennifer Burnett. This Healthy Minute is brought to you by Guardian Healthcare, proudly serving Texans in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. Guardian Healthcare has been nationally recognized 4 years in a row as Home Care Elite, awarded to the top home health agencies in the U.S. Guardian Healthcare's local team of licensed professionals provides skilled nursing and therapy services in the comfort of your home. To find a Guardian Healthcare location nearest you, visit guardmyhealth.com. It's your health. It's your decision. Choose Guardian Healthcare.
Good morning, about a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I had to laugh at the last line of your story about DeLoss Dodds.
Okay.
That he might leave earlier if a good fit is found.
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah. In other words, after they decide that Mac Brown's not going to be the coach at the end of this year, the new athletic director is going to want to hire his own or her own favorite,
right,
as far as a head football coach. So, just saying. By the way, Texas Monthly has mentioned Jason Cook from Texas A&M's athletic department as